Welcome back to the Crooked Spine Show. Ever wonder why sometimes your body feels weak, tired, even anxious after a long day or week? Our body is meant to stay strong and relaxed, tolerate everyday stress. In this short talk, what I do is talk to these seniors about how our body's chemistry, neurological changes, and also hormone changes can help or hurt us to stay strong and relaxed. The show notes go right to the topics. If not, listen to the talk, then I'll wrap it up.
I'm going to talk about how the body actually, from a science perspective, relaxes when you actually get stronger. Are you guys okay with that?
This is a science behind it, so I hope it doesn't bore you too much.
What's that?
I say, here, let's bring that up.
And that's the reason I do this talk, they do it in my office workshop here for my patients, is all people understand it's not about you have to because your mom told you to do it, or teacher told you to, or PT told you to do it. It's because your body requires it, okay? A lot of people understand is that with exercise, there's a neurological, chemical, and hormonal change that occurs in your body. I'm going to go right behind you guys over here.
Yeah, I'll be good. I'm a ninja. I can jump over this side. I'm going to go right over here. So if you need to move, you can. If you're farsighted, which I think you can see near stuff, you'll be fine. I don't know how that works either. Well, not optometrist either.
Well, the elder expression, use it or lose it, goes for your brain.
Always. Are you okay right there? Mm-hmm. I'm going to move your bag so I don't injure myself or embarrass myself too much. Good. I have my joint right in my body. I'm going to use my elbow as a way to demonstrate. My joint moves. That sends signals to the brain from my joint to my brain saying there's movement occurring. That caused my chemical reaction brain to go, hey, now there's movement. How does that help the body either relax or become more stressed? How does that movement or lack of motion cause my hormones to adjust to that too? Understand what hormones do in your body? Some hormones are different, but from hormones from being excited to relaxed. Okay, so we have these things here called the sympathetic. Yep. You've done this before. You know what I'm talking about.
I feel very sympathetic.
This is your fight or flight, right? It's either going to be like basically scared, I guess. Like, oh no. Here. Okay. Uh-oh. Halloween's coming up, right? You might scare somebody or some of your friends, right? Okay. That's your stress response. This is stress. Okay. Good or bad? Okay. That's stress on your body. So your body reacts by becoming, if you want to call it hormonally or physically stressed. Okay? These hormones control that. Are going to be called your, okay, let's write this down. Cortisol, I've heard this before. Cortisol or catecholamines. Catecholamines. All right, I think that's right. I don't know. Something like that. I don't know. Okay. If that occurs in our body, short term, I see a scary movie, wife scares me in the morning because she wants to wake me up. I'm like, boom, okay. Gets me away from the timer, gets me out of bed, gets me to wake up, go to the gym. Okay, short term, not a problem. Your body responds, heart rate goes up, lung increases, expands, so you can actually breathe deeper. Muscles go to your central organs at that point, it wants your blood flow to go so you can run away. That's a good response, short term. Long term, our body becomes stressed, where our body goes into fatigue. Okay, you guys know what fatigue is? Fatigue, right? Fatigue, yeah, I heard the laugh. I'll turn this around a second, too. The fatigue is where your body basically can't get out of a stress state where it wants to become abnormal. Okay, go right here with this. There you go. Okay. So when I'm in a stress state here, I have problems where I go from having short-term bursts of, say, a lungish where I can't breathe and my heart races, where this happens when I wake up in the morning. Okay, I've experienced with what medically considered anxiety, even depression too, my body stays in a stress state. I have patients come in my office and they have arrhythmia, heart won't stop beating at a high rate, but they don't have a heart problem. So they go to a chiropractor. I go, do you know why? We treat the nerves that help keep this from happening long term. We treat the nerves as chiropractors, we treat actually spinal cord, which is the nerves are a branch of that, get the body, it's for the nerves that are irritated, that are stressed, calm them down
so her arrhythmia goes away. Her heart feels better. My job is, how do I get the body to respond so if someone has this, it doesn't stay in the stress state? Oxygen is called your parasympathetic.
Parasympathetic.
Okay, this is your relaxed state. After you've had reflexology for an hour or so on your body, relaxed. Okay? At that point, you go through this. This is from your hormones, the balance hormones release. Okay? Opposite of that is going to be your serotonin. Again, just terms. Zone in. Makes you sleepy, exactly, or relaxed. Or your adrenaline. Short term. Okay. This helps your body relax, especially if you're in a stress state. Okay, any questions about that? So relaxed, parasympathetic, sympathetic, under stress. If you don't move enough, which one do you think we stay in?
Under stress.
Stress. Okay? And we feel sore and tight and blah. I let you come in this week. Nice. Now, first day you come like this, like, my neck hurts. And just didn't want to be there. Like, hurts a lot. I'm like, well, what's going on? What's that? It hurts. Through this, you're like, hey, what's going on? I'm like, was it her sister coming in now? What's going on? But it got her from a stress state, grouchy in her sense. Stress, grouchy, couldn't sleep, a lot of neck pain, to more of a relaxed state. Now she's a chatterbox. I'm like, please stop talking to me. You know? Okay. But when I see that emotional shift, I go, we relax the nerves and go from the stress state to a relaxed state. Sometimes it's very quick. Sometimes it takes weeks. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer. But my job is, how do we move? So with motion, you put motion here. Motion. We get to here, okay? Motion causes you to relax, say stiffness, pain, and tightness keeps you here, okay? When you're scared or stressed or, I don't say angry, but just like, our body tells us not to move. It chemically tells you to do chemically releases these hormones that gets you not to move. It keeps you here. Okay? So when you have that response, I did a talk at the Good Health Family Shared Shelter here in Upland, and those people are just in a bad spot right now, just stressed. So I go, your body's telling you to do this to keep you in this state. So I gave things to do to start stretching, start moving, start going for a walk to get from here to here. So if you do that, does that affect your emotions? Your ability to think better?
Yeah.
Short-term versus long-term thinking? Everything. So how do we maintain that so our body stays healthy? Okay, how do we maintain motion so our body stays in a more relaxed state? We can move more and be more motivated. We call it PMA. Put it over here. You know what PMA stands for? No idea, like the honesty. Positive mental attitude.
I love that.
You know? Someone told me that one time. So how do we affect the attitude, people's emotion? And if you have a better attitude, you're going to want to do more things. You're going to want to move more. Do other things too, to help other people, whatever it is. Show up to this Dr. Tony's class once a month when he's here. Okay? So hint, hint. Okay? So how do we get our body to move for this reason, not just to look better or feel better? Again, actually it is feel better, right? Emotionally, as well as neurologically, chemically, and physically.
Well, the mentally, I mean, you have to psych yourself up.
But once you do this enough, though, realize, once you can form the habit, that's, beat me to it. Once you maintain this habit, then you realize, if I move, I relax, I feel better. That becomes your new habit versus if I don't move, I'm gonna stay under stress. And if I stay here, if I relax, and do this often enough,
I'm going to go from relaxed to strong, and then strong equals gets you strong, Nick, right? Mm-hmm. Equals to better balance. Okay. And also better habits. Okay. At that point, we're going to maintain our routine because we want to stay this way because it took us a while to go from here to here, from stress to relax to strong. We're going to want to maintain this. My patients tell me, hey, look, doc, when you give me the exercises to do, I start doing them. I feel better. I'm going to keep doing. What else can I do? I go, great, you've got them here. Once you're here, then the stress on your body from everyday life, whatever your stressor is, doesn't affect you to put you back into a stress state. Once you form the habits to stay strong, at that point, getting to a stress state, even if you get there, your body wants to get to a relaxed state as soon as possible. It takes about 30 days for your body chemistry to change. So you have to give yourself time of maintaining good habits to get into a relaxed state. So you have to take yourself time like, oh, you know, I don't want to go. Good, you got to go because you don't want to go. It's not 30 days yet. All right? 30 days only, you can do whatever you want to do. Give yourself time to get here to a relaxed state, then you're strong, and your body maintains that state.
I remember when I was sitting in front of a computer for yes, 6 hours a day that I was advised to get up every half hour and stretch a little bit. Yeah.
If we don't move, we become stiff. Our body gets stressed, so we can't think properly. It takes longer for us to do the work. I work with a lot of kids, too, college kids and high school kids, same thing. I tell them this, like, well, that's why after I work at it, I can study better. Mm-hmm. I learn better. I play soccer in the morning because I know I pull in high school, I'll do some talks there too. Yeah, their morning workout, their first superiors are like, excited, they're on it. A lot of times they're like, but the first couple hours they've worked out, their blood flows in their body, their brain's turned on, at that point things are working properly. Any questions about my crazy diagram of stuff? It's like
I have a question about cortisol.
Yes.
I've heard it related to body fat.
Body fat and pain. So if we're in pain, our body sees a lower metabolism. So at that point, our body will naturally want to feed the stress hormones if they're in a stress state. What feeds the stress hormones, do you think? What's coming up? Halloween?
Candy.
Sugar. High fat, high carbs. Okay? What feeds serotonin, especially in serotonin, is high protein. Complex carbs, complex sugars. So our body, our taste buds will actually change over time when we start eating these foods to stay strong by forming good habits. So knowing where to go, what to do for you is always up to you. If you do something for 30 days minimum, you see a change in your body. People join the gym in January, it's phenomenal. For about the first 3 days. Yeah. Then they're done. Because it hurts too much. It's too sore. I'm uncomfortable. I'm tired. Yes, congratulations, you're changing your state. You're going from here to here. And sometimes I'm going to use the bad word, it's going to suck. Okay? So you have to get through the suck to enjoy the benefit of relaxing and staying strong. Patients sometimes don't like me. I go, I don't care if you like me. I just want to get here. Where you stay strong and get to normal. So I'm going to see you enough to get you there. But you have to maintain those habits afterwards. Sometimes they'll fall off the habits, whatever it is, I'll see like, yeah, Doc, I'm back to my old stuff and I feel like I told you I was going to feel. I'm like, yeah, I told you. So get back to it. But what I do, what I told you before to do. So I want to make sure they understand it's on them always. But you have to make sure you understand it's going to not feel good for a while when you change your state. That's how you're doing the right thing. Like reverse psychology or something, right? Do it because it hurts. For a while, and then move it around. But once you get here, you're going to realize, maybe I should eat better foods. Remember when one time I went to the gym, my buddy went, he worked out, he goes, I'm going to go to In-N-Out and go eat 3 cheeseburgers. I'm like, what a waste of time. Just wasted 3 hours working out and going to go eat 3 cheeseburgers. I'm like, what a waste. So you start thinking, like, what else can I do? How do I change my eating habits? How do I eat a little better? How do I walk a little bit more? Okay, how do I not sit as much? Between commercials, if you watch normal TV,
I think for every hour, there's 20 minutes of commercials. How do you spend 20 minutes? Doing a quick stretch, moving around. You know, things like that. I got a Lemley and Claremont. You guys have a Lemley and Claremont? A Lemley? Phenomenal, right? I got the car, too. What do you use? There's only $7 left for some reason. She always uses it on me. But it's, they have double popcorn. I love popcorn. So if you get to use a card, right, you get a free refill. I'm like, phenomenal. So I'm going to work out twice that day. Balance my life out.
You mentioned television. And
yes.
There's so many of them that are crime shows and islands and everything. I remember Leave It to Beaver. That was pretty good.
Yeah, back in the day. Let's do a Walt. The two TV, right? The heavy team I always had to move.
Well, that's plenty of... You mentioned Halloween. That produces an adrenaline overload. I mean, these people come to the door.
Well, reverse straight. Start eating a lot of sugar during the holidays. What happens? You go from a relaxed state to a stress state. Because now you're having all these calories in this itty-bitty bar, and now you're still hungry, and still hungry, and still hungry. You have the energy rush, or the dopamine release, and all of a sudden you crash, and you crash, and you crash. And that's why maintaining a decent diet, even when you eat bad, allows things your body to stay in a relaxed state. The hormones don't overchange to become stay in that state overall.
Well, Halloween, you can drink more blood.
I can see that in the movies. Any questions at all? Yes, Gloria.
How do you stretch the back of your leg right below your knee?
What I do is take, say, a corner of a wall or something sturdy, and put your foot there. I'll do it over here. I'll do it over here so you can see. Excuse my right behind you here. Just here, and I'll just like this. Quick stretch. Hold that for your mid or lower ankle to come all the way down.
And up the back of your
up there. And what for back here? Back. This would be more of the lower leg, heel, maybe midfoot. Here I'd lock my knee out and then go forward. To feel that stretch behind my knee. Even if I was going to go for back of the knee too, go against the wall. Don't turn off the light, people. Let's scare people here. Go against the wall and lean forward. Keep your knees locked out and lean forward till it feels tight. Then slowly come up. It might hurt a little bit. Help those hamstrings and knee and calf muscle relax. Any other questions, people?
You did good.
Are you okay?
Our body is meant to react hormonally, chemically, and neurologically to physical or mental stress on our body. Over time, our body can get stronger to help tolerate more stress so it doesn't have the effect of having pain, soreness, tightness, even heart conditions too, or things that can be mental or physical to our body. Realize when your body gets stronger, sometimes it takes being uncomfortable to get stronger, or our body can tolerate more so we feel more relaxed and strong every day. Depends on how much stress we have in our body. Become more strong to tolerate that. All right, go to the show notes. We'd love to see your Facebook comments. Also, too, go to the full video if you want, but also, too, go to the other podcast, too, so you can actually see what we do and help your overall body stay relaxed. Have a great week, and we'll see you next time.